KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's highlight some high school sports from Saturday first as we get started this morning. In the CAM Boys Golf Tournament held over at Crestwood Hills in Anita, it was Panorama winning the team title as they shot a 351 total. Audubon shot 374 for second place. Fremont Mills with a 382 was third. Exira EHK also had 382 for fourth. Bedford was fifth with a 384, and Cam was sixth with a 387. Individually, Trey Peterson of Exira EHK was medalist, shooting an 81. Cooper Langfelt of Fremont Mills, runner-up at 82. Lucas Owens of Bedford shot 82. Wyatt Appleseth of Panorama was fourth with an 83. Audubon's Aiden Alt shot 83 for fifth place. Ethan Arp of Cam shot 84 for sixth. Lucas Leiferman of Panorama was seventh with an 88. Tyler Peterson of Exira EHK with an 88 was eighth place. Joey Schramm of Audubon shot 92 for ninth. And rounding out the top 10, Jay Remsburg of Audubon shooting a 93 in that Saturday meet. Also in boys high school golf, IKM Manning hosting its golf invitational at the Manning Manila Golf Course. IKM Manning won that championship with a 345 total. Underwood was second with a 353. Boyer Valley was third at 374. Cam at 206 was fourth. And Coon Rapids Bayard at 414 ended up in fifth place. Individually, Kobe Fink of Underwood with a 75 was medalist. Kyler Rasmussen of IKM Manning with a 78 was the runner-up. Preston McAllister of Coon Rapids Bayard shot 84 for third. Tommy Stein of Underwood and Tyler Brandt of IKM Manning tied for fourth at 88. Blake Hall of Underwood and Connor Richards of IKM Manning each shot 89 for sixth. And a three-way tie for eighth place as Caden Nielsen of Boyer Valley, Bo Ariseth of ACGC, and Max Nielsen of IKM Manning all posted 90s in that meet Saturday. Also Saturday in high school soccer action in boys play was Abraham Lincoln beating North Platte 2-1. Elkhorn, Nebraska beating Lewis Central 2-1. Lewis Central tops Sioux City East 1-0. ADM a 1-0 winner over Glenwood. Southeast Polk defeating Glenwood 2-0. Des Moines Lincoln beating Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 5-0. Urbandale 10-0 over Council Bluffs TJ. Also in girls soccer Saturday, lots of area action. It was Des Moines East over AHSTW in overtime 6-5. South Sioux City beating AHSTW 4-1. Underwood over Des Moines East 7-2. Tri-Center beat Sioux City North 4-0. Trainer over Van Meter 8-2. Trainer beat Bishop Heland Catholic 5-0. Tri-Center over Sioux City East in overtime 4-3. Thomas Jefferson topping South Sioux City 10-0. Sioux City North beating St. Albert in a shootout 2-1. Van Meter over Kemper Catholic 9-0. Thomas Jefferson beat Kemper Catholic 3-0. Lewis Central 2-0 over Spencer. Abe Lincoln beating Dallas Center Grimes in double overtime 2-1. Van Meter over Kemper Catholic again 9-0, and Glenwood beating Southeast Polk by a 1-0 final in that weekend of action on Saturday. Also in high school sports in tennis on Saturday, Shenandoah hosting the Philly Tennis Invitational, and it was Denison picking up the championship. They had 13 points to come up on top. St. Albert was the runner-up with 12 points. Shenandoah 8. Glenwood had 7 points. St. Albert's players both had singles championships. Landry Miller was a champ for St. Albert in the number one championship as she beat Jessica Sun of Shenandoah 6-4 and 6-3. Allison Narmi of St. Albert won the number two singles title, beating Denison's Hannah Weber 6-1 and 6-love in the championship match. Also, both of the doubles titles went to Denison players, or Denison duos, as Paula Martinez and Kiana Schultz picked up the number one doubles title. 7-6, 6-3 win over Alexis Narmi and Anna Shui of St. Albert. And also in the number two doubles event, the Denison duo of Abby Gelson and Evelyn Lopez picked up a 4-6, 6-3, 7-6 win over Maya Silvius and Riley Weiss of Glenwood in that Saturday meet. Also in the Spencer tournament, Kemper Catholic finished strong as they ended up with 25 team points, good enough for second place at that Spencer tournament. They were just behind Spirit Lake, who won the title. Also for Kemper Catholic, Jordan Schwab won the number two singles title. Also, the doubles team of Samantha Tidgren and Alyssa Brandt teamed up to win the number two one doubles championship. They also picked up a second place from Keisha Jansen and Morgan Mulbauer in the number two doubles events. And in number one singles, Vanessa Breedlove had a third place finish for Kemper Catholic on Saturday. Well, Hideki Matsuyama has become the first Japanese man to win a major championship. Matsuyama captured the Masters by closing with a 1-over-73, good enough for a one-stroke win over Will Zalatoris. A five-time winner on the PGA Tour, Matsuyama took control of the tournament, shooting a 65 on Saturday and doing his best work after a rain delay softened up the greens. The new champion struggled to close it out, though, as he carried a four-shot lead into the final round and was five ahead at the turn. Xander Schauffele got within two shots with three holes left with four straight birdies, but Schauffele's chances of catching up ended with the first triple bogey of his major championship career, a six on the par three 16th. Zalatoris stamped himself as a future star, shooting a 9 under 279. He closed with a 2 under 70 to end up two ahead of Schauffele and Jordan Spieth at the top of the pile. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Brewers hammered the Cardinals 9-3 as Avisail Garcia homered for the second day. Travis Shaw hit a three-run homer. Manny Pena added a two-run shot in Milwaukee's fourth win in five games. Brett Anderson allowed a run and five hits over five innings, but Cardinals third baseman Nolan Arenado singled off of him to run his hitting streak to nine games. Also, Michael A. Taylor scored when Garrett Crochet misplayed Andrew Benintendi's bunt in the 10th inning, sending the Royals to a 4-3 victory over the White Sox. Kansas City forced extra innings on Carlos Santana's home run leading off the ninth. Greg Holland worked two scoreless innings for the win, and Kyle Zimmer tossed a perfect 10th for his first career save. Elsewhere in majors yesterday, Red Sox beat the Orioles 14-9. The Yankees over the Rays in 10 innings, 8-4. Mariners 8-6 over the Twins. Indians beat the Tigers 5-2. Dodgers over the Nationals 3-0. The Padres beat the Rangers 2-0. Giants over the Rockies 4-0. Diamondbacks topping the Reds 7-0. Pirates beat the Cubs 7-1. Phillies over the Braves 7-6. Mets and the Marlins were postponed by rain in New York. Blue Jays and the Angels also were washed out in Dunedin, Florida. Angels outfielder Dexter Fowler has a torn ACL in his left knee that requires season-ending surgery. Fowler was hurt when he took an awkward step on second base in Friday's game against Toronto. The Angels initially thought Fowler had avoided a serious injury until an MRI exam Saturday found that tear. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye baseball team scored seven runs in the first inning, five more in the second, and pounded Minnesota 18-0 to complete a sweep of Sunday's doubleheader. The Hawkeyes have won 8 of 9 after winning all three games of that Big Ten series over the weekend.
We took another big step forward this week. We have to go to one of the toughest places to play in the Big Ten. And play a four-game series with Rutgers, who is a very good team this year. And we need to have another good week of practice, another big jump this week.
That's Iowa coach Rick Heller. The Hawkeyes are 12-9, and Heller was pleased with their approach at the plate as Iowa scored 24 runs in Sunday's doubleheader. Well, football coaches say they're confident that COVID testing won't be a regular occurrence once the fall season begins. UNI wrapped up its spring season Saturday with a 23-20 loss to second-ranked North Dakota State. The Panthers had one game canceled this spring due to a positive test in the South Dakota program.
There's a light at the end of this tunnel. When that is, we hope will be sometime this summer. But there is a light. It's just all this testing does disqualify a lot of people right now, whether they're false positive or positives. They're all treated the same.
That's UNI coach Mark Farley. Drake has one game remaining in its spring season. And coach Todd Stepsis says as more people get the vaccine, the need for testing will diminish.
I know I got my first one a couple weeks ago. And then from what I gather, a lot of our campus community is now available to them. So, we'll have our testing protocols until the spring season ends. But I'm really hopeful that once we get into the summer and then back in the fall, we'll be able to get into more of a normal routine.
And in racing news, Martin Truex Jr. battled teammate Denny Hamlin for the lead before winning Sunday's NASCAR Cup Series race at Martinsville Speedway. Truex nudged Hamlin repeatedly in the turns and tried to get to the inside on the straightaways without success. Truex finally made the pass with 15 laps to go, ducking underneath Hamlin coming out of the second turn. Truex sailed off to victory without another challenge as Hamlin and Chase Elliott battled the rest of the way for second. It's the third victory in the last four races on the little more than half-mile oval for Truex, who also became the first repeat winner this season after seven different drivers posted victories. Elliott was second, followed by Hamlin, William Byron, and Kyle Larson. That's Check of Sports here this morning.